The stories we tell ourselves, how we talk to ourselves, they are powerful, important. They help us make sense of the lives and the world around us. They guide us towards where we want to go. But when our stories aren't true, when they cause us great pain and suffering, I'm sure you want to change those stories. What if you feel trapped in your thinking patterns and have no idea on how to get out of them? If this sounds like you, then know that there's something you can do about it. You can change the story. So let's talk about all of these, and we hope that this session will inspire you to go further, to change your stories towards a new you.
You know, when we were developed, we sat around a fire pit, a campfire, and we told each other stories.
The ability to reframe anything around us or how we talk to ourselves is immensely powerful.
So my purpose for a very, very long time was to live life, not watch it. What story am I telling myself? What's the real story behind this?
And I was so surprised to find that 90% of what I wrote at that time, I didn't perhaps believe it, but 90% of it came true. Today's episode is on the stories we tell ourselves. And I have a wonderful guest, Trish, who is a life coach. And you can reach her on our website, mydaily-.com. Trish is a certified Chopra life coach working at a magical intersection of our strengths and passions and absolutely loves connecting with people who want to do work on uncovering their true perfect self. So Trish, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, we've been together in the coaching, Chopra coaching, as well as we're doing a wonderful New You program together. Looking forward to your session. Let's start with what is this concept of the stories we tell ourselves? And in your words, how does it impact people?
So if you think about it, storytelling is at the essence of us as human beings. You know, when we were developed, we sat around a fire pit, a campfire, and we told each other stories. And so it's innate in our nature to tell stories. Back then, many of the stories were comparing, you know, what was dangerous and what wasn't, and how we could survive. And so that's the way our brains are wired. Our brains are wired to look for danger. That's the way we as humans are. And so the practice of understanding and being aware of the stories that you're telling yourself in your head, and then deciding whether that's a story that is useful to you or whether that you need a new story, is one that can significantly impact your life. And so, the power of telling yourself a different story is as strong as the power of changing your life.
Yeah, beautiful. I found when I was studying positive psychology that the ability to reframe anything around us or how we talk to ourselves is immensely powerful. And when we take that step. Also, Trish, you and I, in the transformational coaching, life coaching that we do, there are four components. And also where I relate this stories is to the meaning side of it, meaning when things happen around us, our brains automatically want to make a meaning out of it. Mm-hmm. And the question, like you said, is that meaning or is that story helpful? Is it serving us or is it hurting us, right? Is it time now to take a different story? And one area that I often come up with is, especially when we want to do something new, different, you know, the questions often come up, like for me, as an example, what if, right? What if this doesn't work? What if no one watches it? What if I fail? So how would you say that, you know, how can we change these stories? You know, what's been your experience working with your clients? Please share.
Yeah, I mean, that example is perfect because that is one that comes up all the time with my clients. That fear of failure, whether it's a new job opportunity, or whether it's a conversation they're going to have with somebody, or whether it's trying a new sport, or, you know, trying anything new, that fear of failure gets in the way. And so what I do with clients is uncover what is that specific story they're telling themselves about the situation, and then how can we turn that story around? So an example is, well, I don't have time to go look for a new job, even though I'm really miserable in my old job. And so we get to, okay, it's, I don't have time to do that. And then we talk about, okay, well, is it important for you to find a new job? And yes, it is important for me. And so what is it that's holding you back from taking the time to do that? And when they get under it, they're like, well, I'm scared. I haven't interviewed in a long time, or I'm scared of rejection, or I'm scared I'm going to answer the question wrong when I get asked. So then once we really understand the story, it's not that you don't have time. It's that you're scared to make the time because you're scared to actually do the action. Then we can come up with a different story. One example was a client came up with, this person loves like new ideas and being creative and learning new things. And so the new story was, you know, going on interviews and answering questions is going to allow me to plant seeds and learn new things and really use my creativity. And with that story turnaround, he was able to get out the cover letters and actually start doing the interviewing. And so the story sometimes seems very surface level. And what you need to do is really get under what's the driver of that story. So it's not really that I don't have time. It's really that I'm scared to make the time because I have a fear of failing on whatever it is that I'm trying to make the time for.
Beautiful. Yeah. I also recently read or heard that behind every excuse that we make, there's likely a fear of some sort, right? We might say, like you said, I don't want to do this, but what is that reason, right? So I love how you connected that.
The other thing I would say that is a really common story is I will be happy when my spouse does this, when my kids are happy, when I have a new job, when something else. And that's a story you tell yourself, you know, of like, oh, I'm just going to get through this and then I'm going to be happy. And so that's a very powerful thing, number one, to be aware of. So awareness is key. We cannot change that which we are not aware. So the first thing I work on with this storytelling is just being aware that you have all these stories in your head and being aware of what those stories are. And so when clients have this I'll be happy when scenario, I try to get them to realize that's what they're thinking. And then we say, okay, let's come to the present now. And let's talk about what can make you happy now. And the most important thing that they realize is the only thing that can that they're in control of their happiness is their own stuff, their own business. And so they change the story around to be their business versus someone else's business. And that's a really big unlock for many of my clients.
I was looking through your new site, congratulations. And one of the things I loved how you connected to the Chopra was that we're all perfect. We I'd love for you to share that concept and how you utilize that in the coaching.
Yeah, and this ties back very beautifully to stories as well. So my whole approach to coaching is that you are perfect exactly the way you are. And what happens is you're born this perfect self and you're still always this perfect self, but then all of these things get built on top of that perfect self. And you start to get further away from your perfect self because all these things are built in and they're keeping you away from your perfect self. So what we do in coaching is try to pull those things away and try to, you know, uncover those stories that you're telling yourself that you're not perfect exactly the way you are, and get truer and truer into your perfect self and getting much more closely connected with your true self. And once you do that, the stories start to change. As you get closer and closer connected, you start to change the stories in your head about, I'll be happy when, or, you know, if only I was, you know, 10 pounds lighter, or if only, you know, this thing didn't happen to me in life, everything would be just fine. And when you get really close to your true perfect self, the stories start to change more automatically. They don't need as much work. But you always need the work. We're an evolving, always evolving, you know, spiritual beings. And there's always things in the world that are going to take us away from that perfect self. And so we're always learning new ways, and building new daily habits, to keep us coming back to that perfect self. Obviously, meditation being a really important one, that I work with many clients on. And as they start to get into a meditation practice, they're able to get closer to their true self, which allows them to tell themselves some really wonderful, amazing stories about themselves.
Yeah, thank you. That reminded me of one of the cornerstones in Chopra transformational program that we did is purpose. And we did a wonderful episode. Our last episode was on our purpose and your values. And again, I was reading that you have had quite a successful corporate career. And as you were transitioning, you know, finding something to do with purpose was important. So I'd love for you to share, you know, what is your new purpose and how, again, it connects to the storytelling and the coaching that you're doing?
Yeah. So it's funny, my purpose didn't change. So this is a perfect example of your true self. And it was, you know, always there. And so my purpose for a very, very long time was to live life, not watch it. And, you know, that meant being present. It meant being in the moment. It meant feeling emotions. It meant you know, supporting other people in their moments. And as I went through my corporate career, which I absolutely loved, the best part of my job was always the people, working with people. And I loved helping people achieve their goals in life. And what, as I mentored, I always started with, where are your passions and strengths? Which is a way of asking about your true self. You know, it's just a different way of doing it. So when I started this down this path after my corporate career, my purpose evolved to living and helping others live a joyous and fulfilled life. And so to me, that's more depth into live life, not watch it. It's more depth, it's more richness. And while I always loved helping others, it's more specific and on point about helping others do that. And I realized that in that work, that there were a lot of stories along the way that I told myself that either were amazing and helped me get to where I am, or were holding me up to get to where I was faster, or took a little detour into where I wanted to go. And I think it's very powerful to understand your purpose. This is a question that a story a lot of people tell themselves, I don't have a purpose. You know, I'll figure out my purpose after I'm really successful in this career. I'll figure out my purpose after I have kids, you know, after I get married, after, right? And I think that's just another story people tell themselves. And so when we stumble on that with clients that don't have a purpose, and we stumble on the reasons why, we can then turn around the story to say, you've had a purpose. Your path has been laid out. It's just, you haven't seen it because of all these things that built up on your true self. So once you knock those things down, your periphery gets very large, and your view gets very large, your aperture gets very large, and you actually see your path. I'm working with one client who's ready to do that right now. And it's a really powerful, I have so much gratitude for being able to be there on the journey with my clients.
Beautiful. I know when I did the purpose exercise, even though I knew it, but having it very clear in words in two or three lines, and then that becoming my compass or North Star or something that as a reminder was immensely helpful. So I really encourage you to definitely check that exercise out on the purpose. So Trish, this brings us to our last question. Hopefully we've inspired people out there and they want to change, but perhaps there are hesitance. They're not sure how to get started. What would you recommend to them? You know, obviously you provide these coaching services, but what would be your advice to someone like that?
So there's a few things. I think first, as I said already, awareness is the number one thing. So just increasing your awareness of, oh, I do tell stories all the time. My body and mind are built to tell myself stories. This started at the evolution of all of us. And so I'm aware that there's stories going on all the time. And then once you have that awareness and you notice the stories, maybe journal on them, maybe, you know, write them down and just capture them and don't judge them. You know, we don't need to judge ourselves. This exercise needs to be a loving, fulfilling, a warm exercise about yourself, bringing yourself closer to the love for yourself, not further away. So whatever stories you have them. It's okay. And then once you, you know, are aware of them and write them down, then you can start to do this exercise of like, is this story serving me? And if it's not, the way you can do that in a very simple way is do a cost-benefit analysis. You can say, this story, what's the benefits of this story? And, you know, the majority of the time, there are no or very little benefits to these stories that are fear-based, right? And then you say, what are the costs? You know, it's costing me my relationship. It's costing me my health. It's costing me, you know, my job. And so once you understand those costs, then they're there and you have something that you, a decision you need to make, and you're in control of all of your decisions. So once you have the costs in front of you, you can say, am I willing to give up this story in order to get rid of these costs and to come up with a story that has a whole list of benefits and no costs? And the way, and then if you are willing to do that, then you just brainstorm on some stories and you don't need to believe 100% the new story right away. You know, you can just say, okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to do that, but that does seem like a great story. And then you can just do some daily habits to really get that story ingrained. You know, you can write it down and leave it on your nightstand. You can put it on your, if you use your phone for an alarm, you can write it. So it's the first thing you see when you wake up. It's the last thing you say before you go to bed. You know, take a moment in the middle of the day and just tell yourself that story. If you use a journal, you write it in the front. I have a lot of my stories up front in my journal, and I rewrite them every time I change my journal, which just reinforces. So I would say that start with awareness. And if you're having trouble with awareness, meditate, just get quiet. When you're quiet, your awareness of your stories will just come right to you. And then you'll be able to move from there. And if you're having trouble with the stories, you can go to a coach like me, or you can go to like a loved one, you know, that you really think love knows you and loves exactly your perfect true self. And you can ask them, like, I feel like I'm telling myself a story. I'm stuck. What do you see as a story? And you can also journal that. Like, journaling is amazing. Ask yourself, what stories am I telling myself? What's the real story behind this? You know, you can do some prompts like that. And that's, you know, you can start down this path and just, it's going to go at your pace and have grace with yourself. because you're going to learn stories that you're like, oh, why did I keep telling myself all this time that story? And you can get into, that's so stupid, I shouldn't have done that. And you have to remember, no, I'm here now in this present moment. I'm learning the stories that don't serve me. And that is what I'm going to focus on. Not what I did in the past, but right now in the present, I've taken the time. I've loved myself enough to know that I'm wired to tell myself these stories just like every other human on this earth. And I can change that wiring with my daily habits and with my focus on myself.
Beautiful. There's so many nuggets you gave us there. I, like you, have discovered similarly that writing it out is so important. One of the exercises that I did many years ago with a coach was 1 year from now. And I was so surprised to find that 90% of what I wrote at that time, I didn't perhaps believe it, but 90% of it came true.
Amazing.
And it's so amazing. And you're right. Like, also, we don't have to believe it, or when we say, I will be this, our mind will counter, but by repeating, by, again, something magical, like you said, happens when we write it out, especially in a cursive way. So definitely, you know, start on some of those. And I loved the example that you also gave was work with a loved one, because sometimes when, you know, we say those words, we are not hearing it, and maybe, and we are overcritical of ourselves. So when someone like a mother or a friend hears them, they can repeat it back and they can be kind and gentle. That can help. And definitely coaches, right? There's coaches like you and I and many of us out there who, one way I'd like to describe it is that help to go from surviving to thriving. And especially if you're a corporate professional, you know, I think I'd love to encourage you that, are you simply doing your job? Are you in your comfort zone? Would you like to be thriving? We limit ourselves, as an example. I love what Bob Proctor used to say, you know, the goals that we even pick are like, if you're a manager, you say, I want to be a senior manager. If you're a VP, I want to be a senior VP. But we never say, I want to be a CEO or CFO or be Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, because we, you know, we think we can do. So again, one word or one thing from your kind of audience, Trish, that you would love for people to come to you. Who are those, and how can they contact you?
Yeah. So what I say is, I love to work with and connect with people who want to do the work to have the life of their dreams. And that can be anybody, as long as they want to do the work and they want to get back to their true selves, which is where you'll find the life of your dreams. And you can connect with me on Instagram at my_daily_dash, or via my website at my daily and then an actual dash and then the word dash.com. And if you're interested in doing the work, I'd love to connect with you. We can just, you know, have a first conversation and see if it makes sense to connect and work together.
Thank you, Trish, for joining us. And folks, hopefully we have inspired you. We look forward to having you in future sessions like this. Share this and have a wonderful day and week ahead. Bye-bye.